Hello, everybody. Come on in. I feel like I need to have a I need to have confetti or something around me. Maybe that's why I wore this today. I'm so excited to be here. Y'all throw up some hearts and some celebrations. There we go. Over in the reactions. Hello, Miss Vicky. All right. Thanks, y'all. I decided, so I was on vacation last week, for those of y'all who may have seen my Facebook Live in the Binge Support Group. And by the way, for those of y'all who don't know me, I am Coach Betsy. I am your binge eating coach here at No BS, and it's an honor and a privilege to be that for you all. And I was on vacation last week and had a great time. I was in Austin, Texas for a few days, and then I was just back here in Little Rock with my husband. He took off a couple of days, and we hung out with our dog and cleaned the house and did some things like that. But also had some good times. He smoked a brisket overnight on Saturday night, and we got together with family yesterday and had it. It was amazing. He loves to smoke meat, and I love to eat it because it is awesome. And so I was on vacation, and where am I going with this? I came back today, and of course, I'm hitting the ground running with the Unwinding Binge Eating course. That was released today, and the call tonight, this call. And I just decided, you know what? I am going to wear the clothes. I usually go pretty casual at work, but I love this dress, and it just makes me happy to see the flowers and the colors. And I'm in just a celebratory mood today because I'm so excited to have this course released for y'all today. And it's like I'm giving over my little baby to you all, and I'm letting her go out into the world and let her help people. And it's just amazing. And y'all, it has been a journey getting this course together. For those of you all who don't know, I wrote kind of the original version of this course about a year and a half ago. And it didn't go out to the whole membership. I did a small group program with it. It was also called Unwinding Binge Eating, and I had about 50 amazing No BS women. Some of y'all are probably here today who went through that original. Y'all, the OGs, the Unwinding Binge Eating OGs, and that was kind of my version one. I just love going through that course and with the members, and ended up doing some private coaching with a lot of those members afterwards. And then we decided we wanted to kind of fluff up that course a little bit and kind of, take some things in and take some other things out and release it to the whole membership. So that is what we're doing today. It's kind of surreal, y'all. I've been doing this a long time, and it's still kind of crazy that someone thinks they might learn something from me, or someone says they hear my voice in their head sometimes, and I'm like, how? Why? Who am I? And so it's still just hard to believe sometimes, but I just keep going. And y'all, it was not always smooth sailing with developing this course. I'll be very honest. I had major imposter syndrome come in. I had just major doubts, major I don't know if I can do this. I procrastinated, and then I procrastinated some more, and then I procrastinated some more. So I am here to be real with you all. Please don't put me on some kind of pedestal that you aspire to, because I am real just like you all, and I am, I struggle just like you all do. I binged while I was creating this course, and I didn't, the irony was not lost on me with that, where it's like, okay, I'm binging because I'm procrastinating on writing a binge course. How could I kind of, harness that or use that to my advantage. But I really, really tried not to beat myself up. And I mean, I still did sometimes, but I'm here, I'm real, I do the best I can, and then I just try to share and have it help you all a little bit. But what I did do differently was, than in the past, or just, this journey I'm on is I did have more compassion for myself. I did maybe beat myself up a little bit less. I did reach out for help, y'all. The big lesson I learned from writing this course was I have got to reach out for help sooner. I let things go until I was under a deadline, and there was no way I was going to meet that deadline. And I'm so compassionate to myself, where it's like, oh, sweetheart, you thought you were going to like wait until the last minute and do it all at the end. That doesn't work for us anymore. That kind of worked for me in college, y'all. I bet y'all were, we hear that, we say, oh, but I work better under pressure. I don't know. Maybe it's just because I was younger back then, but I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. I couldn't pull an all-nighter. I couldn't pull an all-dayer. Because the thing was that I wanted to do a good job for you all. So I set myself up to kind of, I didn't set myself up in the best way, right? I waited until the last minute, and then I wanted to do a good job. Well, I knew I wasn't going to do a good job at the last minute. So that's what I learned from all of this. And I, we adjusted some deadlines and we got it all done. But I still was kind of kicking and screaming a little bit. And that's normal too. But I just want to learn a little something from it, be a little bit easier on myself, and move forward. So, yeah, Karen says, that's what I always say, and then now I crack under too much pressure. Yeah, I think as we get older, I think we're just like older and we're wiser, and our brain's like, this doesn't really work for us anymore. I mean, you can keep trying, you can keep doing that, but it's not like when I could stay up all night in college. And, back in the day, I was in college in the 90s before we had, computers, and or we had computers, but we were still printing out our papers and slipping them under the door of the professor's office. And I remember doing that, because it was due the next it was due at midnight or something. And I also remember, I don't think it was me, I think it was somebody else who had to go get a like a coat hanger and pull it back out again from his office because they forgot to do something or whatever it was. But I that's not how I want to be anymore, right? That's not how I want to live. I want to do it differently, right? I want to start earlier, right? I want to kind of face things that I've procrastinated on in the past. I want to feel like I want to feel doubt and like an imposter. And I mean, I'm not saying it feels amazing, y'all. But the alternative is avoidance, right? The alternative is last minute. And that's not working for me either. So I got to choose the hard that gets me where I want to go in the long run. So I could talk all day about that. But I do wanna always just share, maybe not always, but I do want to share a lot with you all. I know Corinne sometimes says, I don't share everything with y'all, but y'all, she shares a lot. We got to know more about her sex life yesterday on the coaching call, if y'all didn't hear. So I love it though, because it helps us. It helps us, right? We're all human. So, and so it sometimes feels hard for me to share. It's certainly not easy. But it helps me, and a lot of times it helps y'all too. So all that to say, my little baby is out in the world now, and I want to show her to you. So let me just kind of do a little housekeeping here, and then we will look at the course here for a minute. But first, I want to say This is a bench coaching call. So I am here to coach you all. And oops, I need to change my name. I meant to do that ahead of time, and I had to run to the bathroom before I got on here, and then it was 5 o'clock. So, y'all, I get distracted by the chat, and I'm like, oh, I gotta say something. Mary said avoidance is easier, not dealing with it. But that's what you got to question, Mary. Is it really easier? Yeah, it's easier in the moment because it's familiar and it's what we've always done. But we have to get out of the moment and say, is it easier in the long run? Is this the life I want to live? Which is, do I want to live a life of avoidance and procrastination and self-judgment and self-loathing and waiting until the last minute? That's not the life I want anymore. So yeah, she says, no, I'm tired of this. Right. Which means what's got to change, right? What's got to be different? And y'all, the answer is always we got to start feeling stuff that we haven't been willing to feel in the past. We got to start this is what we talk about with binging and overeating too. If we want to lose weight, if we want to change our lives, we've got to feel instead of eat. We've got to feel instead of procrastinate and avoid. We got to feel the doubt. We got to feel the hunger. We got to feel the not believing it's going to work. That's the answer to everything in life. So that's what I want y'all to think about. If you don't take anything else away today. Okay. Squirrel. This is a binge coaching call. So if any of you all want coaching, Carly, it was Carly, right, who said she might raise her hand tonight. I can't believe I pulled her name. Y'all, I'm not the best with names. And so I believe it was Carly who said she was here that she might raise her hand. But anybody else who wants some coaching, I'd love to coach a few of you all on this call around binging, around overeating. Don't overthink it. Just raise your hand and we'll talk about it. Okay. But first, I want to show you all the course and where it is and all the things. And Karen, why did you binge? Tell me in the chat. Because that is such a win. She said, I binged last night, but I know why. And y'all, that is all I'm teaching y'all in this Unwinding Binge Eating course. Is, I mean, think about the title, Unwinding Binge Eating. If we can just understand a little bit more about why we binge, you will eventually binge less. Because if you know why, you can start watching for it. Karen says, I was so stressed, I wanted to escape to familiar ground. Yes. But here's the thing, you are a different person, Karen, than you were, yesterday before you binged. We have to remind ourselves of that, y'all, that we are always evolving and changing. Every single day, every single experience we have, every single conversation we have with someone, every single night we go to sleep and dream about something, I don't know. We are always different and we're always moving forward. I hear y'all talking all the time, I'm going backwards and all that. That is not a thing, y'all. That is not a thing. Let's move forward. Instead of beating ourselves up, let's move forward with some curiosity of what was going on here. What was this familiar, why? Familiarity, y'all, is one of the most powerful motivators for us. Anything that's familiar, I don't care if it's good for you or not good for you. If it's familiar, your brain loves it because it's familiar. That your brain doesn't have to work hard to kind of like figure it out or to see if it's going to work or not. That is why the urges to binge keep coming and keep coming. It's not because you're broken, it's because you're 100% normal. All right. Another squirrel. So Andrea, you've got your hand raised, so I will get to you in just a minute. And then also, y'all, if you have any questions for me in the Q&A, anything about the course, anything about binging, if you don't want to come on camera and you don't feel comfortable doing that, I totally am fine with that. I just want you to get the help you need. So if you want to post anonymously, if you want to post with your name, if you want to raise your hand to get coached and have your camera off or on, it's totally up to you. I do not want you to, I want to remove as many obstacles as I can to you getting the help you need. Okay. So it looks like we've got a couple of people who have their hands raised. So that's awesome. Andrea and Mary. And then we've got a question already. Does this also apply to binge drinking episodes? Yes. I think yes. Okay. So let's just see what you can learn today, Anonymous. Okay. Anytime I say eat binge eating, you just replace it with binge drinking. Or any time I say binging, you just think of your drinking, right? And how you can apply. And then the course absolutely can be, you can apply anything you learn in the course to drinking. Okay. And if you get confused about that or you're not sure, just let me know. But I think it's off the top of my head, everything is the same. It all applies. So let's just go through the course real quick, and then I got a few of y'all lined up for coaching, which I'm excited about. So, but let me know if there's any other questions in the Q&A. All right, let me share my screen. Where is my course? Oh my gosh, y'all, let me minimize all my 100 windows here and get the course up. I got it. There we go. Let me share, and I just want to show y'all kind of where it is. Have y'all who has found it already and has looked at it so far? Okay, focus, Betsy, focus. Okay. All right, let me pull the chat up. Do you all see our homepage? Just give me a yes or, in the, oh, awesome. Caitlin's listened to the first two modules. I'm so excited. Okay, y'all can see it. All right. So this is nobswomen.com, right? I wanted to start from the very start. This is my nobswomen.com homepage. And I just want to make sure y'all can find the course. And so, okay, we go under courses and then we go under bonus courses. Okay, and here is unwinding binge eating front and center right here at the start. It's even before consistency, which is the what we're focusing on in the membership. So, and this is what it looks like. The course, real simple. I may be adding some things to this page as we go through. I'm going to talk about in a minute what we're going to do together here during the month of August to go through the course together. But I just want to tell you all real quick, these are the lessons. And what we're going to be going through starting on Wednesday, yeah, a lot of y'all probably heard, I'm going to start doing some Facebook Lives twice a week and go over a couple of lessons in each Facebook Live because I want us to go through the course together. I want to see if there's any feedback y'all have. Y'all, I want all the feedback. I can take it. I want all the feedback if anything's confusing, if anything's really helpful for you all. But I'm gonna be doing Facebook Live, answering questions, kind of doing some teaching and just going through the lessons. And then any questions about the action sheets that are associated with each lesson. Okay. So you also have your Unwinding Binge Eating Companion Guide that you can print out. So these are the lessons. There are 12. And so we're going to be doing two lessons for each Facebook Live, which starts on Wednesday at 5 p.m. Central. The lives are going to be staying on the Binge Facebook group page as long as they stay up. Facebook eventually deletes them. I don't think there's any way to keep them on Facebook, but I'm going to be also downloading them and putting them here on the course page. And so if you all miss a Facebook Live, if you can't attend live, then I'm going to create a second module and have all the Facebook Lives as part of the course. So that's super cool. Just if you can't attend live, or you don't see them on Facebook, or you're just not a big Facebook person and you'd rather watch them on the course page. Okay. And then we'll also, I hadn't thought about this, but we'll also probably put them in the podcast as well as audios. I think I can do that as well. So we've got the lessons, we've got the guide, the two versions of the guide. I printed mine out today just to get a clean copy. And then down here is kind of a new thing we're doing with courses where each course has its own podcast feed, which I think is super cool. So you don't have to like search the bonus courses podcast to find the course that you want anymore. We're actually doing individual podcasts. So I think that's, and so this is how you download that. I'm talking a lot. Janet, the Facebook Lives are going to be on Mondays and Wednesdays, 5 p.m. Central Time. Y'all, I'm going to have to do a cough drop. I'm sorry, but I can feel that tickle. Y'all know the tickle. And I've also set up events in Facebook. So you can, I haven't done all the events for the whole month yet, but I've done the first few. Sorry, y'all. So you can go ahead and like RSVP to that event. Facebook will give you a reminder, all that kind of stuff, but go ahead and put it on your calendar. So this counts as the first one for Monday for this week. But then Wednesday will be the first official Facebook Live. I mean, this is obviously a Zoom call. But on Wednesday, we're going to be covering lessons one and two, okay, which are all about bum 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 module one or lesson one. Is what do I want to get? Kind of the introduction. What do I want to get out of unwinding binge eating? So it's just an introduction to the course, but then there's also in our guide kind of a sheet on just really thinking about what you want to get out of the course. Okay. What you're afraid that might come up for you, all kinds of different things like that. Sorry, y'all. And then module two is the question that I get most often as the binge eating coach in OBS. Am I a binger? I don't know if I binge, if I'm a binger or not. Is this a binge? Is that a binge? And so we're going to kind of go over the common indicators of a binge. But y'all, I always say, don't get caught up in the wording or the semantics. Call it a binge, call it an overeat. Call it a purple elephant. Let's just see how we can, help ourselves, right? Okay. So that is the course. And like I said, I think I'll be adding some more resources as we go, based on, your feedback and what you need. Tammy says, how similar is the workbook in the course to the workbook we used in the small group class? They're pretty similar, but there's some things that I took out and some things that I added back in. So definitely print this one out because it's definitely different. I mean, a lot of the lessons are similar lessons on restriction, compassion wins, time, getting to know your urges to binge, binging as a habit, similar lessons, but definitely I would recommend that you download or print out this new guide because it's definitely a little bit different. Christy says, how many weeks of Facebook Lives will there be? So we will go through, and this is all, y'all, there's a post in our Facebook group about this that has all the dates and everything. Let me see if I can actually cut and paste this into the chat. It's a lot of text, but there we go. It's a lot coming through to y'all, but it goes through the 12th. So the 12th this week, the 17th and 19th next week, then the 24th and 26th, and then the 31st is the last one. I had the dates. I didn't have the dates right when I first did the Facebook post, but then I corrected them. But we may go a little bit farther, I don't know, but these are the ones that I've planned so far, is that we'll end on the 31st. And we're also exploring maybe some additional possibilities for this course, maybe a small group program if there's enough interest, things like that. And then, of course, I do private coaching, and a lot of my clients, we focus in on their binging. And I actually have some openings right now. I have a few openings. So this is a perfect time for some of you all. Actually, I met with a member today, and she's going to start working with me this week and going through the course privately, you know, in private coaching. So that's another option. So just always reach out if you have any questions about anything in the Facebook group, ask coaches, or in email, support@pnptribe.com. Okay. So yeah, take a screenshot. That's a great idea, Mary. Or just take a picture with your phone if you're on the computer to get all the dates down. All right. Have I answered everybody's questions? Let's see. And I just really want to reiterate, I want to hear what y'all think. Okay. I want to hear feedback. I want to hear, you know, more of this, less of this, because this is only this is version 2.0, and I want to keep going with you know, improving things. I was really inspired by the wellness tracker, you know, that came out last month, and how we started like really basic with it and just wanted to get it out there and kind of get y'all to test it out and see what worked and what didn't work. And that's how I feel about this course too, is, you know, always say Corinne has been my biggest teacher in the world of putting something out there that, you know, there's the saying, done is better than perfect. If Corinne Crabtree is not an example of that, I don't know who is, because we would not all be here today if she was waiting to, you know, to release something that was perfect. If anybody wants it to be perfect more than me, I don't know who they are. Because I, you know, I just want things to be perfect, but that's just not possible. Done is better than perfect. Okay. So I'm just proud to have it out there, but there's also room for improvement and room for you know, leveling up and all of that. So yes. Rachel says she's confused about the contents of the podcast. I see them out there and they all have July dates on them. Yes, they were. Don't worry about the dates, y'all, of the podcasts. I mean, for this podcast, because yes, they were put into the podcast player or app or whatever we want to call it in July. So they're not going to have today's date on them probably. So they were put out there last month. Yeah. Good question. Okay. All right. I think that's all the stuff I wanted to kind of pass along. So let's do some coaching. And then, of course, if y'all have any other questions, put them in the Q&A. And hopefully I can. And keep talking for a little bit longer. So, all right. I'm still sharing, Laura, so I need to stop. No, I did. I'm not sharing anymore. So I just need to see whose hand is raised. There we go. All right. Yeah, I'm not sharing anymore. All right. All right, Miss Andrea. Thank you for your patience. Let's see what you got. And like I said, Carly, if you're here, I know you were wanting to maybe get coached. Are you there? Let's see. Go
I
ahead.
think so.
Okay.
Okay. I don't know how to turn on my video, but we'll figure it out.
Well, let me see if I can do anything to.
Okay.
Asked to start video. Let's see if that
There we
works.
go.
Hey,
All right,
there
there we go.
you
There, that's better.
What's going on?
Well, I just was needing to get some I guess, input. I have been here for quite a while and I've done a lot of work on my relationships with other people, the story I tell myself about other people and what may be true and not true. And I feel like I've made a lot of headway on that. I'm just so frustrated because I have all the tools. Like, I know what to do. In the moment when I want to eat fast enough, eat something when I'm not hungry, do a little mini binge, I tell myself I don't care. I'm like, I don't care. In the moment, I don't care. I do care. I do want to lose weight. I do want to work on my relationship with food. I just don't know what to do or how to get myself to start even giving myself the chance to talk to myself and to use the tools that I have. I've even been back and forth with MJ a little bit. Because on our Wednesday call, she's always like, if you can't, if you need help, reach out. And it's things like the halftime method. Yeah, I do the halftime method. And I tell myself I don't care. I'm going to go back and get more. Or a smaller plate, I'll do that. A lot of times I almost feel like the smaller plate or the halftime almost gives me like permission or something to just go back and eat more, even if I don't want to. So it's really the thought behind why won't I even give myself a chance? I don't know if it's rebel mentality. I don't know if it's feeling deprived because I feel a lot of freedom, food freedom with this, which is new after all the years of dieting. I almost think it's like something like you can eat whatever you want. We can eat whatever we want. So it's almost like I just give myself permission without even trying. I don't know. I don't know if it's rebel mentality. I don't know if it's, I don't know. I thought maybe you could talk me through some stuff and
Well, I mean,
see.
I really want to stay with this. I don't care. Because I mean, we don't even have to kind of think about, why is she saying I don't care or what's kind of behind that. It's like, you have a part of you that comes in at that moment and says, I don't care. Let's, fill in the blank, right? Let's keep eating or eat something. It starts with I don't care, right? And it's like, the win already is that you have this awareness of, okay, that is your, Corinne's been talking lately about like flashlights, where it's like, we're kind of in the darkness, and then all of a sudden we have a light comes on. And for you, it's like this I don't care is like your light, where it's like, oh, this is my opportunity, right, to do something different here. Okay. Or just, like explore what's going on. So what I was thinking about is like, I really want you to get to know this part of you that says, I don't care. Like, and I want you to think about, I mean, we can just, we're just making this up, right? We're kind of just exploring this where it's like, who could she be, right? If she was a part of you, but it's like thinking about having a conversation with her, right? Where she is sitting there, and I mean, I don't care a lot of, I mean, I'm thinking of a teenager, right? And I'm thinking of a kind of a, some version of us or part of us. If you kind of were sitting across the table from her and she's like, I don't care. I want to do it anyway. I don't care. What would be your first, again, we kind of talk about ping pong, right? We talk about like what we've got to start a dialogue with that, because right now you hear that and you eat, right? And it's like we've got to interrupt this pattern with, oh, there she is. Okay. So what comes up for you when I say that, or kind of what could
Whoa.
kind of your first thing be?
When you started talking about it, I immediately just started thinking of the younger version of myself that was constantly in the diet stuff. I think that's a lot of where this comes from, and I just don't ever want to go there again. So, when I say I don't care, if I was, or that the other me said I don't care, there's a block, Betsy. I don't even know. Like, I am so bad at talking to myself and knowing my own feelings. It's hard for me to even tell you what I would say back, it would be, you may not care now in the moment, but you overall care.
And I would even say, I mean, again, if we wanted to think about her as like a teenager, right? They don't want to be like corrected, right? They don't want to be like, no, we do care. Here's my offering. I know. Again, how would you, a lot of y'all have teenagers, right? Like, if we immediately kind of go up against and say, no, actually, what you're telling me right now is wrong. We do care. I don't think that's because that this is this very, rebel, we could call her, whatever. But this, I don't care. I mean, that is just, that wording, right? Because I mean, it's not even like, we don't want to really get into the wording because you do care, right? Logically, you do care.
Yeah,
But
it's just
that those three words, right, are it's like we want to take some power out of them. And
Yeah, because
so,
that just automatically puts me my defenses up. It's like
yes.
a defensive mechanism or something, defense
Yes.
mechanism.
And so when you say like, no, we do care, right? It's like that a lot of times we put even more defense up because it's like, oh, well, now you're making me, nuh-uh, you're not gonna say I'm wrong,
Yeah, we're
right?
arguing with
So
ourselves.
yeah, we don't want to argue. And so it's something like, so it's not necessarily agreeing, but it's also not like disagreeing, right? So it's like, oh, I know. But that is, I mean, that is enough of a, like, okay, we're not just, she's not like, oh, okay, this is easy necessarily. But she's also not immediately putting up her defenses.
And it's almost like a compassionate feeling and healing, feeling heard, like
Yes.
acknowledging, right?
Right. Sometimes I offer like, I hear you. I hear you.
It's good.
I know. Right. I know.
Yeah. If it's just a practice thing too, I mean, we've never, most of us with kids and women in general, we don't get heard a lot, and what we feel and think doesn't, we don't get a lot of air time. So I think sometimes a lot of it is we just don't know how to talk to ourselves because so it's a practice thing. It's just, it may not be immediate, but it's practicing it.
And so we don't want to set ourselves up for, oh, okay, I know what to do now. So next time I do that, I won't eat or, whatever it is. And it's like, well, maybe not yet. But we're going to just meet ourselves with something different, something new, something a little bit softer, something a little bit calmer, right? Instead of, but I do care. And it's just like, that's not, we tried that, right? It's
Yeah,
not
that doesn't
working.
work. Yeah.
But when you kind of surprise that part of you with something different, it kind of slows down the moment. It takes the air out of their sails a little bit. And they're like, oh my gosh, you hear me? You can hear me?
That's cool. Yeah.
And you start to kind of, you can slow down that moment. And that's why we talk about, the pause plus permission process. Of, and that's kind of that. What's so powerful about that is, okay, we're not snatching the food away necessarily, right? We aren't just, that again brings up the defenses again. Don't take my food, right? Don't say I can't eat. We can eat in a little while. We absolutely can eat, but we're just gonna pause. And what the pause can look like is this. I hear you. I know. I know you think you don't care. You think you don't care. Or you can even just start with, I know you don't care. Like, don't even try to, coach them, right? Coach this teenager about having thoughts and things like that because they don't think of it as a thought, right?
That's
Or
true.
this part of you.
Very true.
And so it's really what's most important is slowing the moment down enough. And y'all, this is relevant for urges to binge, urges to overeat, all urges to procrastinate, right?
Yeah.
All these things. So it's really slowing the moment down with some compassion
Okay. And
instead of
practice. I
and
think I'm
practice.
just such a all or nothing,
Yeah.
and I hate to keep bringing up the diet thing, but we've all done this for our
Oh.
entire adult lives. But I think a lot of it is, for me, I get so frustrated because when you're on a plan, I am 100% on. I got it. I know what to eat, how much to eat. And then you feel accomplished. But with this, there's so much freedom. Kind of. There's some freedom in some areas, but in some other areas, you have to work way, way harder. And it's,
It's really
dieting.
like the, I mean, but it's like the work, I don't like that word, but it's like the work we just didn't know we needed to do, right, to really figure this out.
Yes. Yeah. Because we're really, if
And
you're on a diet, you're not healing
right.
inside of your relationship with food. So this in the long run is where the freedom comes in.
And so the compassion piece, right? Even if you still eat, is the key because we have, yes, most of us have been doing this for a long time. And we thought we knew what to do. We thought we had it figured out. We thought, and then it's like we've, we kind of during through this process, we realized we've kind of been, lied to and
Yeah,
bamboozled and
for
then
sure.
that can lead to more judgment and shame and all that kind of stuff. So it's
Right.
so important for us to be
Right.
so kind and compassionate with ourselves. And
Okay.
I mean, there is a lesson in this course, the one I think it's the, yes, the last lesson before the conclusion.
Okay.
Time, it's called Time Matters. I mean, I
Oh.
had to do a lesson
Yeah.
on, I couldn't just, not talk about how this takes time.
Okay. And that is
Because
true.
otherwise, I mean, and jump forward to that lesson if you want to. I mean, there's no rule
Right.
around
Yeah, I'm
time,
excited
form,
about
and
that.
order
Right.
because, I mean, I had to talk about it because, I mean, I'm not gonna, skirt around it where,
Yeah.
of course, we want this. We've wanted this for years. We've wanted this for decades. We wanted to, not do this anymore or do this less. And of course, we
Right.
would be in a hurry. But I haven't found a way to do it any faster than
Yeah.
it just happens, right? And then when we
Right.
do get in a hurry, that actually slows us down ultimately.
Yeah, I think that's part of the problem too. I just want to somebody tell me what to do and it to work, but that's not the way this
But
works,
it,
so.
I mean, and you want to think, but you want to think about why, right? What am I in such a
Yes.
hurry to kind of get out of or to, to, or what do I think is going to be so much better over here than where I am now?
Yeah. Yeah, because you
Right.
start listening to the maintenance stuff and you realize that this isn't a thing that ends. You're gonna need to fix this or you're never gonna get there and you're never gonna maintain. So it's an ongoing thing. We gotta put the work in. So that's true. It's a good reminder. All right. Thank you
All
so much.
right. Well, thanks so much. I think this was helpful to a lot of folks. And
Good.
all right. Well, keep me
Great.
posted. Okay.
Thank
See
you.
ya. All right. All right. Sure. All right. All right, Miss Mary. Do, do, do. Right.
Okay, I think I got
Oh,
it.
yeah. Hello.
So this is the only second time I've been coached ever in the last 7 years of being a no BS. No BS, so a little nervous.
Well, go you for just raising that hand and going for it.
An epiphany came to me. It was not this past weekend, but the weekend before. And I hold in my feelings like we were talking about. The whole thing of being brought up, children should be seen and not heard. And I know I'm not a child, I'm a grown ass woman. But with the trauma in the past, it just surprises me every time a great big thing
in my journey of, oh, this is why I do this, or this is why I do that. And so I don't give my opinion a lot, because in the past I've hurt people's feelings. I mean, two of my accountability partners I alienated, when I did show my emotion, because then my voice rises, it's forceful and with so emotion, because I finally allow myself, okay, this is how I'm feeling, this is why. And so I know that I have that on my journey to grow is to learn to that it's okay to, like, the other lady was saying about our voice. And
So
because,
let's stay with that story right there.
okay.
What is the story you want to tell yourself? Because I mean, all we got is that, you expressed your emotions and they left the group. I mean, what
Well,
other
they didn't.
facts have we got here?
I thought they were going to leave me as a friend, and they didn't. I have a
Okay.
beautiful accountability group,
Oh.
had them for a while. They're called the Destiny Makers, and I am at camp. I've never been to in-person camp. I want to see me some fucking Karen Brandt and you.
Oh,
I want all the coaches, Corinne. Oh my God. So yeah, there's three, one,
But
two,
wait a
three,
minute. Wait a
four of
minute.
us.
You told me you ate they that you alienated them. But what, I mean,
Well,
how
I was yelling at them, and I
did that?
was
Okay.
very forceful, and I know that I hurt their feelings, but on the other hand, I was so glad that I was able to tell them how and what I was really going through. I don't, I like to look at the bright side. I don't like to talk about the negative and what I'm really feeling, or how much pain I'm having in a day. Or I was just taught by my grandma,
Yep.
people don't really want to hear what you have to say. And basically, suck it up, buttercup. Take some aspirin. You're going, either to church or to school or whatever. And even though I turned 60, yahoo! It's still right under there, under the surface of how I act as a woman.
Well, and you said earlier about, I'm a grown ass woman, but we want to be sure we're not kind of using that against ourselves, where it's like, I'm a grown ass woman. I shouldn't be, still thinking about, doing what my grandmother told me to do. And it's like, no, we have to understand how we work as humans. When we hear something, when we hear a message like that from a, authority figure in our lives, that's something we carry with us forever. And every once in a
But
while, it comes
I don't
out.
like that, Coach Betsy. I don't want to deal with it. That's where the avoidance and I
Well,
eat
it sounds
over
to me
it.
like, but it sounds to me like you're ready to look at it now.
Yeah, I
And
really
you're
I'm
ready to
tired of that
normalize
stuff.
it.
I want to go forward.
Okay. So, and all we're talking about here is something. It could sound something like this. Oh, there I go. I hear my grandmother coming in and saying, oh, I hear you, grandma. I mean, whatever you called her, right? And it's just like, oh, I hear you. And yeah, I know that's what you taught me. But here's what I want to do. What do I want to do right now? Do I want to do what she said, or do I want to do something different? If I'll be okay. Either way. But
I
you're
will
still,
be okay, and I, yeah.
you have been, right? And you were okay when you expressed yourself with your group, and they're still there for you, right? They're still there with you. They didn't
That's what makes
abandon
me
you.
cry. I'm like, oh my gosh, they care so much. My one, he says, you're not going to get away from me that easy, and I've never had
Exactly.
friends like that.
Yes. And that is what's
Yeah.
so amazing about our community, right?
Yes.
Is that, we see all the We see everything, right? We hear everything and we don't go anywhere, right? We're still here and we'll be here, right? We'll
Right.
fight for you.
But I just stuff my feelings and stuff my feelings that I get. And then if, I'll not binge for like a week. And then it's like I get scared and I'll lose, I lose some weight or release the weight. And then like the last 2 weeks, I just stuff it down, don't want to talk about it, don't want to talk about it. And now the scale's back up, and more than what I lost that 1 week. And I've been really trying. I took the Health Fi course with Corinne, and I'm not one, I don't really like the protein. I like the sweets and the baked goods and everything. So whenever I do on my fitness pal, and when I count my protein and my carbs and everything, I feel a lot better. And but then I go right back into the pastries and the whatever. I feel like I'm being deprived, but I understand my body needs the protein. So I'm like, okay, Coach Betsy, help.
Well, but I'm not even I don't even think we need to focus in on the food very much right now. What I want to focus in on is this stuffing down. What you're stuffing down, right? Because let's not change too much of the food, because that's not the problem. The problem is
Okay.
that whatever you're stuffing down, that then you said you kind of get scared and kind of the same, maybe restrict some and lose some, but you're stuck in this cycle. So we got to figure out how to interrupt this cycle. What are you stuffing down? And it's time to feel it, right? Instead. And that's actually emotional restriction that we talk about in the course, lesson five, maybe. But you already have this evidence that you can express yourself and feel your emotions with people and be okay, right? And be safe.
Yes,
So,
yes.
before we get out of here, I want us to talk about how you can, maybe the small, in very small way, not stuff down quite as deep this next week. What is something, how can you speak up a little bit? How can you, just take a little break? I mean, how can you take care of yourself just a little bit differently this week and make some progress and find a win? What comes up for you?
Overwhelm and not knowing even where to start.
Okay. So let me help you kind of come up with something. So you talked about this kind of stuffing down. Right? Give me an example. What's going on there when you stuff something down? What are
Well,
you not wanting to feel or experience?
when I feel really, really lonely, I don't have my no BS accountability group. They're all over the place. Yes, we do Marco Polos and things, but we've never met in person. So, and I don't like to tell all my, as my grandma said, your dirty, dirty laundry. But be it then, people are like, where are you? What's happening today? And then I'm like,
So you kind of go radio silent. Okay, that is what I want us to work on, is where could you one time when you want to go silent, and why do you think you do that? Why do you think you go quiet with your group?
I get really, really busy and I don't think about it. And then at night is when and sometimes I don't even know what emotion I'm feeling from the day. And so I will binge watch and then I don't have to deal with it. And then, of course, with watching TV is a snack.
Okay. So here's what I want you to practice doing once this week, because you think you're going to kind of come up on that at least a few times this week.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about when that happens and you think, oh, I don't want to air my dirty laundry. I don't even know what I'm feeling. I don't even know what to say. You get on there anyway and you just start talking. And you just do it for, let's say, 1 minute. And you
Like
just get on there.
on the
Yeah.
Marco
On
Polo.
Marco Polo.
Okay.
You say, I mean, and I want you to get on there and say, y'all, I don't know what to say. I don't know what's going on with me, but I'm just going to start talking and see what comes out. How
I
does
can do
that feel?
that.
Does that feel doable?
Yeah, that seems easy. I could do that.
Because y'all, there's something about, writing and journaling is really powerful, but I know when I start talking to somebody on Marco Polo, more things, I mean, I don't know exactly what I'm going to say until I say it.
Okay.
Sometimes auditory processing is a thing, right? Verbal auditory processing. And so I just want you to this is how we just do something a little bit different. Because I
Okay.
bet you anything, don't you, when you do get on there and share and you're not sure how the other people are going to react, but doesn't that give you some relief?
Yeah, and I talk their leg off and their arm too.
Well, great.
Once
I
I let
mean,
myself, really, instead of just, the surface stuff, but when I really contemplate and yeah, then I don't have trouble loosening my tongue up.
yes, I'm telling y'all, there sometimes I say we're either going to eat or we're going to cry, we're going to eat or we're going to talk, right? We're going to eat or we're going to walk, write. Sometimes it is just that simple where it's like we are looking for relief and we're, if we don't do it with food, we got to do it with something else.
Right.
But you've experienced what I'm talking about is, and I have too, right? When we start talking and we like really, something else, oh, okay, I think I kind of know maybe what I was feeling there, or I just, or just even just saying something, you still don't have everything figured out, but you got the relief you were looking for with the food.
Right.
And sometimes it's just an equal swap like that. So you might as well give it a try. And here's the thing. That's what 2x speed on Marco Polo. Y'all, I pay the money for the Marco Polo every it's seven it's now I think it's $79.99 a year. And it is, I don't know, that's what I paid the other day. And it's like, you know what? It's worth every penny because then I can listen 2x speed to whoever
Right.
I'm listening to.
Right.
And but here's the also. They can he listen or not listen or whatever. But I tell you what, a lot of times people want to hear from other people who are doing what they want to be doing. You could be an amazing example to some of these other people with expressing your emotions, talking about how you're feeling, trying
Okay.
something else instead of eating, right? And it's
All
kind of like
right.
I was saying about this pause plus permission, right? Where it's like, I still want you to say, you know what? We can still eat something later if we want to. But first, I'm going to reach out to these people
Okay.
and see if that's really what I needed.
All right.
Okay?
Yep, writing it down.
All right. I love it. I want keep me posted.
Thank you,
And
good
I'm
here.
so glad you got on here. All right. Awesome. See you later. All right. I got to pay. I always forget how to do this every time, and then I gotta relearn. All right, this meeting. All right. Let's see. Carly, I see you on here. Let's see what you got. Oh my gosh, y'all, I can't tell what time it is on them. Is it getting close to 6? With the sun shining in my face, it's.
Do you want me to email you instead?
No. We can go over a few minutes.
All right. How are you today?
But I'm glad you, I saw you raise your hand. So, what you got? What's going on?
So I'm traveling and I want to set up a protocol because traveling usually or in the past has been a trigger for me.
That's right. Okay. All
But
right.
I don't know how to set up a protocol.
Cool. Well, why not? Like, what do you think? What do you need to know to set up a protocol?
So I was looking on like the Facebook and the website to see if there was like a video of like what like a 24-hour plan, is kind of like breakfast, snack. I include my drinks, but what what should I put on there? I guess like best case scenario, worst case scenario, or
I'm
anything.
looking on here. I'm not looking at you because we actually have. I'm gonna post in the chat. So on our helpful resources page. So you go nobswomen.com, resources tab, and then go down to helpful worksheets. We have a personal protocol template and a sample. So I'm gonna pull this up here. I mean, and it just walks you through the process. So these are the foods I will eat. Here's the foods I'm choosing not to eat. Here's some common objectives or thoughts that might come up, and here's how I'll handle them.
Okay, yeah, got it.
So we've got the questions. We've got the kind of the structure. But do you think you can answer those, in terms of, because I heard you say what I'm supposed to do.
Right. I'm looking at it right now. I think it's pretty straightforward, yeah.
So, but are there any kind of, like I was saying earlier about obstacles, right? Is there like any obstacle that could keep you from filling this out and practicing what you fill out in terms of
So I wouldn't say there's any obstacles for getting it filled out. One obstacle for doing what I write on here could be just remembering.
And that's like, I mean, I like that obstacle because we just need to come up with a strategy, right? For remembering. So, how could you remember what your protocol is? Something you can do.
So I've it's kind of like a two-part trip. Right now I'm dog sitting, and then it works out nice because then who I'm dog sitting for watches my dog while I go out of town. So then I'm so right now it's easy to remember because I can just have it like pulled up on my computer screen. But then when I'm in California, I'm not on my computer very much. I stay at like three different houses while I'm there. So it's a lot of jumping around.
You got your phone, right?
It doesn't really feel comfortable to put it on my lock screen just because there's lots of prying eyes.
So I'm thinking like maybe like a alarm on your phone or a reminder on your phone, and
Yeah,
then
that's a
you
good
have a
idea.
picture of it like in your photos.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Like every morning, I can do that.
Say, let's remind ourselves of how, the protocol we're practicing right now.
That's a good one.
And just set it for every day. And then, if you find that you're, what alarms can do is we get like habituated to it, right? And it's like, oh, there's that alarm again. Turn it off, move on, right? If you start doing that, right, we got to switch it up, right? And maybe do it at a different time, or maybe set the sound, right? Or however you're, being notified, set that up differently.
Yeah, and I'm thinking like I use sticky notes for everything. So maybe I put sticky notes in my different suitcase pockets or something, or in my actual pockets.
Also, sometimes I'll talk about like a little coin or a stone or something in your pocket, right? That you kind of, that just reminds you like, oh yeah, this is what I'm doing, right? We, and this is the thing, y'all, this is not abnormal,
You're
right?
right.
Like our brain is designed to like, no, let's put everything on, make everything a habit, make everything like automated. And so when we really are doing something new and we want to, and we're not, it's not a habit yet, we've got to come up with things to help us remember. And so there's nothing, wrong.
I know you are very good about like not overcomplicating things. So I was trying to figure out like why binge eating comes up more while I'm traveling. Sometimes it's because I'm stressed out. Like my family is a lot, so just like food is comfort. And then sometimes the airport is like, okay, what if like I get hungry on the plane and I'm starving, and then I get angry when I'm trying to get to my car and it's like I want to avoid that, and then I overeat before I get on the plane, and then I'm miserable the whole time.
So
I don't
you
know.
know
Yeah, is that like good enough? I mean, like it doesn't need to be any deeper than that, I guess.
I
Okay.
mean, anytime anybody says, you know, is that good enough? Does it need to be any deeper? I'm like, probably not, right? When we're
Okay.
asking ourselves that, it's like we're complicating it, right? We're looking for some, no, I heard some very specific patterns,
Yeah.
right? That have just now become habits or just become, you know, patterns that you do. And so, yeah. So it's really just like, okay, let me come up with a strategy
Yeah.
again for addressing those.
Do you have time for one more question?
Yes, of course.
So I think of binging as like restrict, binge, restrict is kind of the pattern. So one of the things I'm nervous about, I guess, is okay, yesterday I had an urge and I let it ride and I did fine. I didn't actually like give in to that urge. And I was like, okay, great. But then in the back of my head, I'm like, okay, but this is going to make the urge tomorrow even worse. Or when I know that when I restrict too much, then I binge worse. So I'm not exactly sure how to balance it of like, okay, I didn't give in to the urge, but how do I not binge later?
Well, but what I hear you saying is that you not giving into the urge is restricting.
I don't know.
I think there's, you know, I think there's
Yeah.
something that's what I picked up of
Yeah.
like, and that is such great awareness, right? Because it's like, oh, my brain, you know, I mean, were you physically hungry? Were you, I mean, were
I
you?
was like slightly hungry. So
Okay.
what happened was I was leaving my house to come dog sit, and there's a bunch of fast food on the way. So I didn't stop for the fast food. And I ate what I packed for dog sitting. And then towards the end of the night, I still had that itch for like chicken nuggets. And I was like, no, like I'm not gonna drive 20 minutes to go get chicken nuggets. I packed food. And I realized I was hungry for a snack, not a meal. So I had a snack and I was fine.
So this is so good because this is what our brain does, right? It gets very creative and it starts calling things restriction that aren't really restriction,
Right.
right? And we've got to watch for that. And in the course, I talk about the three types of restriction and, you know, like not giving into an urge, right, is not on that, you know, is not part of any of those,
Right.
right? And so we have to, and this is for all of y'all, you have to start listening and, you know, your brain's, well, but we're restricting if we're not. And it's like, but I mean, always start with hunger, right? Am I physically hungry? Well, you know, we're practicing most of the time eating when we're hungry.
Right.
And so if I'm not hungry and I have an urge, me allowing that urge instead of giving into it is not restriction. Right now, but
Yeah.
here's the thing. If we do have an urge for something specific, I always say that is a sign to you that you need to plan that food sometime soon.
Right.
You
Oh, that's a good
know?
idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because if you're, you know, if you were driving by and looking at chicken nuggets or something, and it's like, oh, well, ooh, those would be so good right now. It's like, well, I need to go ahead and intentionally plan those, or it will become restriction.
Right.
Right. Or
Yeah,
it
that's a good
is, you
idea.
know, it's not restriction because you're not giving into the urge, but it might be restriction if you haven't let yourself have chicken nuggets in a long time.
Right. Yeah, no, that's a good
That is
idea.
true physical restriction, and that's a lesson in the course. So you got to be careful about what your brain is calling restriction and what is
Yeah.
really restriction. And if anybody has any questions, I know this is a little, you know, if y'all have any questions about that, let me know, you know, in the Facebook group or whatever, or if you kind of keep thinking and you have any more questions. But that's so good because it's like, no, you didn't restrict. You had a snack because you were
Right. Yeah.
hungry.
Yeah.
But then you want to plan. And that's the other thing is I encourage all my clients, anytime we have an urge for something and we haven't had it in a while, it's like that's our brain saying, hey, we
Yeah.
need to have, like, let's have this sometimes. Let's plan it and enjoy it.
And
Okay.
so,
Yeah.
because we don't want to get into the physical rule restriction of not letting ourselves have foods that we Okay.
enjoy.
And you said there's three
Three types of
restrictions?
restriction,
Okay.
yes.
Got a list.
Physical, mental, and emotional. And so, and of course, during the Facebook lives and stuff, I'll be be talking more about that. But physical, and this is just, I'll kind of end with this. This is good. Physical is what we kind of typically think of restriction, which is not letting ourselves have chicken nuggets or not letting ourselves have pizza or whatever it is, right? But also physical restriction is just not eating enough, right?
Right.
Is I work with a lot of people with night, we talk about nighttime eating, how a lot of times nighttime eating happens because we are not fueling ourselves enough during the day.
Yeah.
That is physical restriction.
Right.
So it's just not letting ourselves have certain foods or enough food to, for our body's needs. And then mental restriction, and I'm kind of picture it's a pyramid or like a triangle. Physical restriction has to be addressed before we can really work and make much progress on the other two. Because if
Okay.
you're just not eating enough, I mean, we gotta address that first. And then also, if you're not letting yourself have foods that you want, I mean, we're not gonna get very far. Mental restriction is the judgment of all the foods that we eat. So good and bad foods. I'm eating this, but I really shouldn't. This is not gonna help me lose weight. All the judgment that we have around food. And so that is mental restriction. And then emotional restriction is kind of like what I was talking about before about, just is just us not letting ourselves feel our feelings. So we're restricting ourselves emotionally and pushing down our emotions with food.
Awesome.
So
Okay.
yeah. So we'll be getting into all of that, but that was a good little intro to it.
Thank you.
So, all right. So you
We'll
think you're
definitely do
ready
the
to do
course then.
the protocol and all that?
Yeah,
Yeah.
I'm going to do it
Okay.
right now.
Okay, awesome. All right.
Thank you.
Talk to you later. See ya. All right, bye. All right. There you go. Okay, y'all, I got to get out of here. But let's see, who has this little had their I know Karen and then Mary, you reach out either in Ask Coaches or email me support@pnptribe.com or in the Facebook group and let me help you there. Okay. All right, y'all. I will see you all on Wednesday. Some of you all on Wednesday on the Facebook Live. I haven't done a Facebook Live in a minute. I'm gonna have to make sure my internet is really good and strong. So I may be doing it in a different room, just to make sure I'm close to the maybe I'll test it out or something and make sure my signal is good. And we'll talk about the first two lessons, and I want to hear what you all learn from the sheets, the guide in the guide, and just all the things. And so, Facebook Live is it's not a coaching call, so it's more me kind of teaching, and then the comments that you make, I'll be able to read those, and we'll kind of be able to interact that way. Okay, but I like I said earlier, we're considering a small group program with this course where we could definitely do some more in-depth coaching and stuff. So I'll be keeping y'all posted on that as well. So, but the more y'all kind of are into all of this month, the more likely it is that we'll have more stuff on this. So all right. I think that's it. Let me make sure there weren't any other questions. Okay. Yes, and Christy, I hope to see you. I hope to see you this weekend. She lives local and I'm planning on coming to her expo where she's got a booth. So I got it on my calendar. So I hope to see you there soon. All right, y'all. I will see you all on Facebook Live, and if not, I'll be posting those recordings on the course page. And of course, I'll see you in the Binge Facebook group. If you aren't a member of the Binge Facebook group, please join because that's where we're going to be doing all this work. And so let's just get to it. And y'all let me know what you think and what you learn and what you like and what you want more of and all the things. And we'll see how we can grow and learn and be a little bit more compassionate with ourselves. Okay, y'all? All right. Y'all take care. Talk to you soon. Bye. Oh, before I forget, I also am going to be on the nighttime eating call tomorrow. I've got a nice busy week here back from vacation. So, y'all, I'll see y'all over there tomorrow evening this time, tomorrow night. Okay. And we'll do some more coaching. All right. See you then.